Hello and welcome to another episode of Now and Ben.
In these nuggets of movie geek goodness, our super sub Ben Bailey-Smith brings extra guests to the take feed who we just had to collar while they were in town.
In this episode, Ben sits down with an actress whose four-decade career in films from Malcolm X to What's Love Got to Do with It to Black Panther has made her Hollywood royalty. She is Angela Bassett. Going to talk Zero Day, the new Netflix thriller in which America is struck by a cyber attack, and Bassett is the president managing the crisis.
Well, there are a lot of things in Zero Day that I'm glad are fiction, but I wish that bit wasn't.
Look out for more of Ben's conversations with film and TV talents dropping into the take feed every Now and Ben.
Angela, I've literally just finished watching episode 2 of Zero Day, and the nerves are sort of jangling a little bit, man. It's like, it's entertaining, it's exciting, it's tense, but it also feels like it's an important story to tell right now somehow. I was just wondering, was that one of the elements that made you want to take this on, or was it the cast, the director, or the role itself, or all of the above?
I have to admit, it was definitely the cast, the journey, the script, which was just a very different one at this point in my life to come across my desk. So it had a lot of elements that made it intriguing and interesting me for me to want to say yes to. You know, from the director, Leslie Gladder, to, of course, De Niro, legendary. Opportunity to be reunited with him, worked with him. Yeah, the score in 2001, he and Marlon Brando, I was like sort of pretty mind blown that day, as I can remember, you know, with that opportunity. And then for it to, I mean, in this lifetime to come around again, which I know is not a foregone conclusion of happening.
Of course.
Yeah.
What was it like reuniting after all that time? I mean, 20 plus years.
Oh my gosh. Wonderful, actually, you know, as president and former president. So
yeah, it's a different kind of couple, right?
Yes.
In a way.
Exactly. On this sort of equal footing in this sort of rarefied air, little small club of presidents, you know. Mm. But it was just as lovely, probably more so because, you know, you have this little back history. So those sort of initial butterflies with like, hello, you know.
Do you still get those?
Yeah. And I don't mind it.
Does it add a little something having that slight nervousness, that uncertainty?
Yeah. It's like you got to show up. If it's enough to make you a little bit nervous, then it's enough to, you know, keep you up. To get as prepared as you possibly can. The writers of this series are so amazing. As you say, here you are in episode 2 and your nerves are jangling. Mm. It's like, and that no small measure is, I think, due to our writers who have spent a lot of time in this space, in DC, in that world, actually in their other part of their lives. And they've brought it to, they've brought that information, that knowledge, that awareness, you know, that experience to this in a very, it's not something heard of, they had to go research, but they have actually decades and decades of knowing this world and these players and what goes on behind the, you know, the seat of justice. So it was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot to take on. And I think you can feel that intelligence and that real world knowledge within the writing.
Mm.
But, you know, like so many people will know you in recent times from things like American Horror Story when it comes to TV. But this for me was my American Horror Story. It's such a terrifying concept. Yes. And it feels so possible. You know, yes. That
well said.
Talking about nerves, bringing nerves to set. But like there's a level of tension here. You know, when you watch a horror and you watch the actor and you think, how the hell are you able to ramp up whatever it might be, fear, panic, for 90 minutes plus, you know, this has that similar feeling of dread and tension running throughout. So how do you go about bringing that?
Oh my gosh, but I hope you're also enjoying it.
That's what makes it so thrilling to me. Like I say, monsters don't necessarily scare me.
Yeah.
But real life monsters like this.
Right, right.
Unseen things that could definitely happen freak me out.
Well, I'm going to give some of that equal credit to our director, Leslie Gladder, Linkley Gladder. And it was really a you know, quite wonderful to have for, since it's a 6-part limited series, to really have the same director, you know, across the entire landscape of it. And she's so familiar with this world and, you know, and all the layers of it. And, you know, if you ever saw Homeland, or if you're,
I was just going to say, that's where I knew her from.
Yeah, absolutely. So she comes with that arsenal. And
she also did The Walking Dead, which is pretty terrifying.
Yes, yes. But this whole genre of political thriller, you know, that's really, oh, she's really smart about it, up her alley. She's such a fun person to be around, you know, like in real life. And then, but she certainly knows her stuff in terms of, as you say, turning up that tension and that lady and keeping it going, just parsing it out, you know, along the way.
Yeah, because it's always there. You always feel it. And I know so many times, you know, in a production sense, you're shooting outside of story days. It's not necessarily all in order. Mm-hmm. So to have somebody there who's like, this is where you're at. This is where attention needs to be. It's so, so useful.
Yes, yes. And no shame. I would certainly ask, you know, because it was 0 day plus 5 plus 19 plus 16. She would know where we were at any given moment. It's like, is this before, during, after, you know? We're shooting a couple episodes in the day, so you get a little little turned around. But she was always right on it, not only for you, but for every character.
That is amazingly supportive and helpful from an actor's point of view. And just to have that authority, you really welcome it. And I was thinking about authority in parts that I've seen you play over the years, you know, real life authority or authoritative figures, you know, Betty Shabazz, Tina Turner, Coretta Scott King. I'm pretty sure you played Michelle Obama on The Simpsons.
In The Simpsons, yes.
So, like, what would you draw on to create, like, that fictional authority in someone like Evelyn Mitchell, a president here?
Well, I think, yeah, all those characters, all that opportunity, all those women with, you know, all the resilience and the vulnerability that they possessed, you know, that played a great part in, you know, in who I am and how, you know, how far I've come, what audience have come to know me and trust me for, you know. I think it's, you know, maybe that's a great part of it as well. But I also had the opportunity to see in, you know, in today's time, you know, Kamala Harris as vice president of the U.S. and take from her position and her leadership some inspiration, as well as Stacey Abrams and Barbara Jordan and Shirley Chisholm, who really just boldly and confidently and, you know, try to go about being seen as viable in as any male figure in that space. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have all these angels and ancestors around you, you know, Sojourner Truth. You know?
Rosa Parks,
whether they're bold and vocal or whether they are soft-spoken and emboldened, you know.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. I mean, when it comes to, like, making a decision about taking a role on, I mean, like this in particular, but in general, like, what are the principal elements that you're looking for? Or do you just go with your gut and think, you know what, I'm going to bring something to this. I can make this work.
You know, a lot of times, yes, go with my gut. You know, all the parts that go into who I am, you know, the history of who I am, who I was raised by, you know, the community I was raised in, the times that I was reared in, what was going on in history, all that goes into making of who I am and the types of roles, you know, wanting to, as a little Black girl in Florida, it was about being seen, you know, coming up in time when you're in second grade and you're, you know, who's shot now, you know, Martin Luther King, this, you know.
Yeah, and, I mean, 68. Wow.
Yeah, the voices. So it was, you know, the lessons that your parents and great grandparents, I'm fortunate to grow up with, taught you, you know, you just can't, don't show up and be 100%, give 100%. It's like, always give more percent. You're going to, you know, work hard, show up, be prepared, do, you know. So when I would see roles, if they were, that was at a time where, well, still representation mattered. You want to see yourself. Mm. And you had seen images of yourself or your people in maybe a certain light, but it's like, okay, this one I would accept, you know, we have to balance that. I didn't feel like I had the luxury at the time to, well, when roles were getting, I mean, I came up in an era where it was blaxploitation.
Of course.
You know, and I love seeing those movies, just go to the movies and see ourselves on the screen. But to be, you know, the player or the pimp or the, you know, or lady of the evening or whatever, it's like, okay, that's been done. Now, I always imagine or would say, until it actually happened, I want to see us as queen, you know? I want to see all those images. And maybe when we see an array, then exactly. I can play that bad girl with who's misguided or you know, in a certain way or like. But just personally, whatever is exciting and different, you know, for me to play. And this role certainly fit that bill.
You know, it's so great to hear. The Black experience is the human experience. It's a human experience, which means it is in a myriad of forms. And to see as many of those represented as possible is the thing that brings me so much joy.
Yeah, especially in this day and time where, you know, it was, you know, we remember a moment not too long ago when we make a film or a piece of art here and you couldn't see it across the world, you know, in UK and Australia and Africa and beyond till a year later. But now, you know, as we make it, we travel around the world. I mean, coming up in this industry, it was like, no, we can't put you in that because, you know, your image, we don't sell it. But Wakanda to come and it to make $1 billion. Well, it's not just happening in the United States on the East Coast and the West Coast. It's, you know, our images are traveling and people are recognizing themselves, enjoying the entertainment, recognizing themselves, seeing their struggles in these stories, seeing their humanity through these characters. So it's a different and beautiful time. So I'm glad that I'm able to see it and be a part of it.
See, now I actually want you to be my Madam President. That is such IRL. What a great way to finish. Thank you, Angela, so much for your time. It's an amazing series. I've actually just bought the Blu-ray of Strange Days from Zero Day to Strange Days. Right. I cannot Catherine wait to watch Bigelow. It again. Love so much of what you've done, but that's my little my keepsake.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. For its time, my God.
Big time. Underappreciated. I'm going to go back and meet you in the 90s. But for now, thank you so much for your time. So much stuff I want to talk to you about. 15 minutes is just not enough, but them's the rules.